The proof of the pudding is in the eating. From Psalm 34. David wrote this psalm when he was talking about the experiences he had, which we read about in 1 Samuel chapter 21. David wrote this psalm having learned a lesson. And we can often advise people better when we know the mistakes that we have made and are able to help others to escape the same trap. The title says that it was written when David went to Gath, running away from King Saul. He had just been to get Goliath's sword, and unbelievably, he walked into Gath, Goliath's hometown, asking for political asylum with the sword of Goliath by his side. The psalm is very polite about David. It says he changed his behaviour, where it could have read he acted the fool. Though he had a good reason to do it, his life was at stake. A fool is described as a person who lacks judgment or sense. Paul said he acted the fool when he sought to justify himself by talking about his achievements in life. We act the fool many times and in different ways. David did it by pretending madness to escape a dangerous situation. He behaved as if he was mad, and it was degrading. It must have been difficult and lonely in enemy territory. David was living by his wits and without taking God into account. This psalm begins with praise. It's amazing. David could praise the Lord when down and when he was up. Paul and Silas had great victories too when they praised the Lord in prison. David's praise turned to testimony. He was sharing what God had done for him, and once again, he calls on others to join him and experience what he had experienced. Someone said being delivered from your troubles is wonderful, but deliverance from fear is even greater because we always have more fears than troubles. David said, mixing his metaphors, taste and see that the Lord is good. The word taste, it means to try the flavor of anything. And we can sample what God is like, but better still, we can have the full experience. God is not just a theory. He works wonders and does not expect anyone just to take his word for it. Christianity is reliable, reasonable, and real. John said in John chapter 1, come and see. And in John chapter 4, it talks about the Samaritan lady saying, come see a man. Our family came to Christ through a Scotsman who lived in England. And when he preached, he often used to say about salvation, it's better felt than telt. Many have sampled God's goodness. Go a step further. Don't just taste him, take him for yourself. But just as your tongue enjoys tasting your food, your ears can enjoy hearing music. Francis Collins, the lead scientist in the Genome Project, said, it is the difference between looking at the notes of music and hearing the music itself. The fear of God came back into David's mind because he had been afraid of people. Now he realized that God was the one to be feared. Some fail to do things because they fear the earthly consequences. Others because they fear the eternal consequences. But it should be because we want to keep our relationship right with God. In this psalm, in verse 4, David, the one to be king, said, he takes fear away. In verse 6, he said, God gets you out of trouble. In 7, he said, God delivers you from danger. In verse 10, he provides all your needs, he says. There are some tastes in life that are acquired. Some tastes you like as an adult, but not as a child. There are some, like honey, that all seem to like, young or old. Yet the experience of knowing God is better than any other taste. It is for all ages, all types, without any limitation. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, said David. But don't stop there. Don't just taste. Take him now as Lord and Saviour. God bless you. Amen.